Revenue drives everything. The NASCAR fan is the most accepting of commercialization of all professional sports fans. And they are loyal. As a group, they are the most loyal of any professional sports fan base. This is where we connect the sponsor-friendly, loyal NASCAR fan to your radio station revenue. This is Selling Speed, the podcast, where we help you drive revenue. With your host, Bob Quick from MRN.
Hello again. Remember, you can get this podcast at any major podcast platform just by searching the term Selling Speed. Then all you have to do is like, follow, or whatever the podcast platform calls their subscription. And it's for free to get this directly into your mobile device as soon as we post it each month. Selling Speed for January 2024 title is called Short Form Shows, Long Term Clients Redo. Recently, I've been rereading some old Selling Speed articles prior to the start of the podcast version to see if they were relevant enough to commit to a digital audio file. In other words, I have a ton of stuff on my plate, and if I could recycle some content this month, it would be a great time saver. I found one about a subject I haven't talked about in 9 years. It goes back to my very first newsletter about selling short-form programming. This is the time of year I typically spend an article and podcast or two on selling live racing. If you haven't downloaded the 2024 MRN sales kit yet, you should do so, and we'll put the link in the notes, in the show notes. There is updated information included to help you sell, but our philosophy in selling races remains the same. Here's my summary of best practices, not just mine, but also from our most successful stations for selling NASCAR races. Number one, price your units at what the market will bear. That's right. Use your typical rate card to set your pricing. Number two, make it an annual. Yeah, I know we don't race in December and January, but nothing is stopping you from selling it that way. Include all facets of the station, weekday and race day commercials. Promos, both live and recorded. Units in our ancillary programming include a digital aspect to your package, from your web, social, streaming, SEO, content marketing, and whatever else you might have in your digital toolkit. Include your annual tentpole promotions. There's nothing stopping you from making this truly a 360-degree marketing proposal. Basically, pack it with so much value, it's impossible not to buy. There are plenty of examples that you can listen to or read from over the years regarding selling racing. A link or two has been put into the show notes for the sake of our racing affiliates. But sometimes I neglect our affiliates that only run our ancillary programs. So this article, this podcast, is for you. Motor Racing Network shows come in all sizes. My favorite MRN shows to sell to local advertisers were short-form programs like NASCAR Today and NASCAR Hot Pass. They are a great way to have a sponsor associate themselves with one of the most recognized brands in professional sports, NASCAR. And here's why. Number one, they're produced daily, 52 weeks a year. You can incorporate the sponsorship and its fixed position local adjacency within an annual contract for one sponsor, exclusively. Number two, these shows naturally fit a single sponsor. Your client can own the show because it plays once a day at the same time, and they are really only long enough to incorporate a single sponsor. Can you say premium pricing? I knew that you could. Number three, you can reach out to non-traditional NASCAR sponsors because of the day part requirements that the show has. For example, the air window for NASCAR Today is 4:45 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's the perfect fit for a restaurant or a place that has a happy hour. Advertisers that might sound out of place in another day part, in a Sunday afternoon, etc. Or sell it to your sponsor who aligns well with the sport, like an auto insurance agency or a local parts store. When you put your annual together with NASCAR Today or NASCAR Hot Pass, don't forget to add commercials through the day, promotional mentions, either live or recorded, and maybe a banner on your webpage to highlight them as an exclusive sponsor of the show. You know, ideas sell. So when you're looking for that little extra push for your client, don't forget about MRN's short-form programs that might just be the idea that seals your deal.
William William Byron on pole position. Got Martin Truex Jr. flanked to his outside through turn number four. Green flag is out and we're racing. Stage one ends and William Byron picks up the stage win. Problem over here, it's Christopher Bell is in the wall. One of our championship contenders.
Here's Blaney down low. He's got a wheel up on Chastain.
Now he'll slide across the nose of Chastain. Put Ryan Blaney into the lead.
Caution flag is out with 37 laps to go. Kyle Busch spun right here at the start finish line.
The race up from pit road, Larson of the championship drivers first off.
With 20 laps to go, the battle for second is the battle for the championship. The advantage goes to Ryan Blaney. Ross Chastain will win the season finale at the Phoenix Raceway, and right behind your 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion is Ryan Blaney.
This is the portion of the program where we normally take a look at an MRN team member, or we'll feature a radio station affiliate or a great idea. But I thought we'd take a look at some of the things that are going on in the 2024 season. We'll call it welcome to the 2024 NASCAR season. The first item I wanted to cover was to remind you that MRN will be feeding both satellite platforms, Westwood One and its Wagoner platform, and Audio One on its XDS platform for at least the month of February. You should be getting, or maybe you've already gotten, your new XDS receiver. Once you do, you need to install it as soon as you can, because if you're also a PRN affiliate, they have no other option for their broadcasts from Atlanta coming up in just a few short weeks. Many stations told me that they would just be putting in the same place that they had their old Westwood One XDS receiver in the rack, and it's my understanding that it's fairly plug and play if that's what you decide to do. If you have any questions about that new receiver, please contact Audio One support. You can find that information in the show notes. As we get ready for another racing season, you know, here we are in the late winter, early spring months. It can always rain. And I just wanted to remind you that we send out our affiliate bulletins via Twitter, or also known as X, for our weather-related delays and postponements. The feed is called @4MRNAffiliates on Twitter/X. If you've had any staffing changes, please refer to our rain delay procedures and instructions so that they can sign up for those push notifications from that smartphone app. Monday morning race recap resumes on Monday after the Busch Light clash at the Coliseum. It runs from February 5th through November 11th. That's 41 weeks this year. It's available for affiliates to download by 6:45 a.m. on Mondays and has a play window from 6:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Mondays after each race weekend. In fact, after every weekend for the next 41 weeks. MRN white label content will begin ASAP with a schedule as such. The one-minute race is sent out Sunday nights. On Monday, we send out the one-on-one interview audio. On Tuesdays, we send out the race preview audio, and on Thursdays we send out our social media tune-in promo with scripts and graphics for your web team. Remember, affidavits are very simple with the ARC system. Affidavits are hassle-free. Your designated affidavit contact should be getting a reminder mid-month every month to fill out your proof of performance for each contracted program and for each station that it airs on. If you're not receiving them, please contact your affiliations rep. And finally, I just got a call on this earlier. Website access at the radio partnerships portion of MRN.com is through password and username, not email, username and password only. It has not changed for some time. The password is NASCAR Live. The username is affiliates. Once again, the username is affiliates, and the password is NASCAR Live. And as you navigate around the site, you may be asked to enter the password a second or a third time for added security. If you're not on your station's programming team, you might want to share this portion of our podcast and our newsletter this month with them. And that does it for Selling Speed, the podcast for January 2024. We are just days away from the beginning of the NASCAR season. And we want to thank you so much for being a part of it again this year. And remember, you can subscribe to this podcast so that you get it as soon as we post it each month at any major podcast platform. Just search the term Selling Speed. And that does it for Selling Speed for January. I'm Bob Quick from MRN. Happy selling.